people are asking, what are the factors behind China's competitiveness in trade and economic development? Well, what is the attitude of the Chinese economic agents towards international competition? What are the factors making the Chinese economy increasingly competitive in the world?
Dear Sparrow, some time has passed since I last saw you in the temple. In the interval, I've been really busy investigating other subjects, and now I'd like to tell you of the results. I'd like to tell you about China's experience of competition with the West. One clear example of this can be seen in the car-making industry. This is an industry which has a lot to say in terms of global competition. But before anything else, it's necessary to take a look at the various questions about commercial rivalry or partnership.
After 30 years of reform, most people in the Chinese economy have come to the realization that in order for the Chinese economy to develop, to prosper, we have to participate in world competition. And moreover, if our economic system is flexible enough and is continuous in our reform, and our economy will continue to be competitive. More specifically, the Chinese people throughout the past 30 years of reform have realized that we can compete. We are able to compete economically. The reason is because our economic system after the reform is more flexible than most other economies in the world.
No doubt, in order for China to be in global competition, the country arena has undergone a transformative process. Political about faces for coming close to the Western world, opening the road of education and allowing new technologies inside the country, sending local experts abroad to convey homegrown innovations and gain more insight from other countries, coupled with foreign specialists entering the Chinese workforce and industrial sector, cheap and abundant labor, as well as utilizing vast natural resources, are but small samples of the truth underlying China's pace of economic growth for global competition. The engine of China's economic system is functioning at top speed in order to market and sell its products to all corners of the world. But dear Sparrow, how and at what cost?
Now, what do I mean by the Chinese economic system being more flexible? I mean that our enterprises can lay off workers more easily than most any other enterprises in the world. And all workers, after being unemployed from their previous employers, they can also relatively easily find new jobs. Our business people can relatively easily start up new businesses to capture business opportunities. So therefore, the Chinese production is able to lower its production cost. Therefore, the Chinese production can increase its scale so that in the world economy, Chinese firms can remain competitive.
Economic development of China actually benefit not just Chinese people, also the global society. Like American, European consumers could buy very cheap goods made in China. And so I think that is the real win-win game. The problem is China has cheap labor. The manufacturer China has an advantage in manufacturing. So that have some substitute effect for those developed countries, particularly like America, Europe. So it's in those countries, manufacturing development become a problem.
The existence of foreign investors in certain manufacturing sectors, namely in the automobile industry, has enabled the human workforce to offer better products based on the latest technologies. Don't forget that in such technology-based production cycles, the human labor force is less exposed to potential harm, dear Sparrow. But in many fabrication plants geared to cheap products, one way to cut end costs has been to purely base the manufacturing process on human labor. Due to the difficulty of the job, chemical contamination and lack of proper safety measures for tools and machinery, as well as the excessive wear and tear on machinery and inadequate professional training, a lot of irreparable damage is caused for the workers. Numerous accounts have been published bearing witness to this fact, dear Sparrow.
When the Western countries, you know, complain or criticize China for some of economic and the trading policy, for example, so they always complain that China just has a conduct the dumping policy for their market. So they also just take some of a dumping, anti-dumping policy against China. They also will, you know, usually criticize for the China's exports, you know, health criteria standards. They also will complain or will, you know, just criticize for some of, let's say, disputed quality. For example, the China's export food quality or safety, something like that. I think such a thing reflects on a growing competition between China and the West.
Dear Sparrow, there are an awful lot of contradictory reports and opinions out there, so we had better exercise more precision when we talk about them.
So there are some complaints about the Chinese exported goods. And those industries also give pressure to their government. And so there are some, I think, there are some problems between China and Western country.
What you have mentioned are very important to China. You know, food safety and product safety, and in the United States definition, intellectual property rights, and also China has a lot of complaints about the United States in terms of trade. Some Chinese companies want to invest in the American domestic market, and they are prevented from getting into the American market on the basis of national security. We cannot deny that there are serious frictions between the two countries on trade and investment and so on. But we also try to avoid these issues being politicized. We don't want to look at them from a very highly political perspective.
In the area of trade, competitive elements meant for gaining added profit can define many behaviors. Sometimes these attitudes become distanced from norms of human decency and its absolute principles of integrity. Imposing economic sanctions, levying heavy tariffs, and even rumor-mongering on the lack of healthfulness of goods relate to such mentalities and behavior. As an example, we can mention the multiple embargoes clamped on China by the U.S. Congress. Reports of this harsh congressional behavior even appear in local American papers.
Western countries, they just feel some kind of growingly worry about their futures, you know, labor force, their futures employment, their futures, you know, such industrialized sectors. If the China made the goods is always cheap, is always welcome, is always just for sale on large, we say, group. So that's why such a competition now is also extending. So that's also making China feel very unhappy. So that we just trying to, you know, negotiate with the West countries and also ask them to lower their such a anti-Chinese economic, you know, barriers, and let the more Chinese good in, because it's also in the spirit of, we say, free market competition.
Dear Sparrow, China's living environment for 1,300,000,000 people is full of contradictions. On the one hand, it opens its political doors to the West in a bid to conquer global commercial markets. On the other, it clings firmly to its age-old traditions and party ideals. No doubt, with the arrival of foreign investment into China, a great many Communist Party mottos were completely overshadowed by the novel state of affairs and actually forced the older generation to hold only onto their fond memories and party songs. Flexibility for surviving in fierce global trade becomes so extreme that to ensure an ever greater presence in the world arena and to join international bodies such as the WTO, Beijing accepted a distance from communist origins. Since then, the basis of China's behavior has been a preservation of natural resources and keeping away from any global tension.
I think the Chinese economic really grow too fast. It's understandable for some West peoples to worry about these consequences, because the development of China actually changes the whole pattern of international power. Its traditional equilibrium would be changed. But I think more importantly, there are some U.S. countries like America, there are some internal political issues. You know, that is not a problem between China and America, but between different group of American peoples. Like business people would like to support China because they think China provides good opportunity for them. But some low-class people, particularly unskilled labor, were against Chinese goods because they thought that was a threat for their job. So I think if we put it in this context, would be, I think, more correct. That is it's American internal politics play very important roles, relationships between China and America.
Attaining ideal economic goals and standing mighty atop the pinnacles of global economic supremacy has brought about several challenges for Chinese politicians. On the one hand, external pressures, and on the other, the generation gap and a distance from the traditional lifestyle have clearly given the politicians and people of this country a lot of concerns. Today, the aggravation of a deepening class chasm has become one of China's biggest social challenges, dear Sparrow. The country is on its way to achieving the ambitious objectives of winning over the world markets and making sure it remains in the economic maelstrom.